Who Lost the Money? English Reader for Beginner and Elementary Level. Chapter 12. Family Problems? A Bank Loan? Drugs? After the conversation with Otto, the detective goes to the meeting with the soccer club coach. The coach is very busy. His training session with sports players is starting now. He dedicates several minutes to the conversation with Tom. He listens to the detective attentively and looks into the notebook. Then the coach names the name and telephone number of one of the soccer players who have recently been fired. Tom calls this sportsperson at once and sets a meeting with him. The detective needs to get the information to find the criminal. The soccer player can meet the detective at the park next to the stadium. At the set time, the detective comes to the park and waits. There are many trees and flowers in the park. It's not hot there, and one can rest and think. Somewhere nearby there is a children's playground. The detective hears joyful children's laugh and talking. Tom sits on the bench. A man approaches him. "Good day. Are you Detective Miller?" The man asks. "Good day. Yes, I am," Tom Miller replies. The soccer player sits next to Tom. The detective looks at his conversation partner. It's a young man in a good physical shape. He has short hair, blue eyes, and a pleasant face. He is dressed in a blue t-shirt and black shorts. "John, I am investigating a case about the theft of a large amount of money belonging to Mr. Otto Nelson. What can you tell about him?" "How did you meet?" says Tom. "We met when Otto offered me to make a contract with the club," tells John. "I know that you've been fired from the club recently. What was the reason?" Tom asks. "I played badly in one important match. The coach said that our team lost because of me. The captain advised the coach to find me a substitution," says John. "So, Otto doesn't have anything to do with your firing from the club?" Tom asks. "No. He is a good guy. Sometimes we meet on the weekends to have a beer and talk," John says. "Do you think it's possible that someone from the club tried to take revenge on Otto?" asks Tom. "I don't think so. The guys in the club respect Otto. Thanks to him, they have good jobs," answers John. "It's probably difficult for you now without work?" asks Tom. "I am very lucky. I made a contract with another club after I got fired. I play in a good team now. My salary is now higher than it was in Otto's club," says John. "I am happy for you," Tom says, smiling. John also smiles at him. "If you want to tell me something else about Otto, please call me," says Tom and gives John his business card. "You know, lately Otto has been having serious problems. I am sorry that now his money was stolen as well," says John. "What kind of problems did he have?" asks Tom. "Financial problems. A year ago Otto sold his big house and moved to a small apartment. Then he sold his sports car and bought a cheap car. And about 3 months ago Otto asked me to lend him $10,000. He promised to return them in a month, but recently he called me and said that he could not return the debt. He asked me to wait a little longer," tells John. "What happened to him? Family problems, perhaps? A bank loan? Drugs?" Tom asks. "I don't know exactly," says John and looks away. The detective feels that John knows more than what he says to him. He decides to finish the conversation now. Maybe later John will tell him what he doesn't want to say now. "Thank you for the conversation. It was nice to meet you. I wish you all the best in your new team," says Tom. "I am glad I could help you." "Goodbye," says John and leaves. Tom stays in the park for a little while. Remembering the conversation with John, he analyzes his answers. Now he is sure that John knows exactly what kind of problems Otto has. Questions and answers. Where does the detective go after the conversation with Otto? The detective goes to the meeting with the soccer club coach. What does the coach tell Tom? The coach tells him the name and number of one of the soccer players who was fired recently. Who does Tom meet with at the park? Tom meets with soccer player John. How does John look? John is a young man in a good physical shape. He has short hair, blue eyes, and a pleasant face. What is he dressed in? He is dressed in a blue t-shirt and black shorts. How did John and Otto meet? Otto offered John to sign a contract with his club. Why was John fired from the club? He played badly in one important match. How does John speak about Otto? John considers Otto to be a good man. What does John do now? He signed a contract with another soccer club. What kind of problems has Otto been having lately? Otto had financial problems. What amount of money did Otto borrow from John? Otto borrowed $10,000 from John. What does Tom suspect John in? Tom suspects that John knows exactly what kind of problems Otto has.